There were protests today in Baltimore as hearings got underway in the case of six police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, an unarmed black man.
All night,
all day,
we gonna fight for
Freddie Gray.
All night,
all day,
we gonna fight for
Freddie Gray.
One person was arrested. Extra police were on hand to prevent a repeat of April's riots. Defense attorneys had asked for the case to be dismissed and the city's lead prosecutor recused, but a judge has refused those motions. He also ruled that all six defendants will be tried separately. NPR's Jennifer Ludden was at the hearing, and I spoke to her during a break from outside the courthouse. She explained why defense attorneys had alleged prosecutorial misconduct.
Basically, Robert, they say that state's attorney Marilyn Mosby made public statements that prejudiced potential jurors. And they point to a news conference that when she announced the charges back on May 1st. Remember, that was the week that riots broke out here after Freddie Gray's funeral. He, of course, died after suffering a severe spinal injury in the back of a police van. Let's listen to a bit of what state's attorney Mosby said back then.
I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
Now, the defense contends that saying, you know, no justice, no peace, which was a refrain from marchers here, protesters here, is tantamount to saying no convictions, no peace. They also said she violated rules of conduct by describing a lot of the evidence in the case, which again, they say implied the officers were guilty.
Well, that's the argument. Why did the judge dismiss that argument?
Well, he agreed with the prosecutor's office that, you know, the defense was reading too much into Mosby's words. You should go by exactly what she said, not anything inferred. And he said that the jury selection process already includes a way to weed out bias. He also said Mosby's job includes a law enforcement role. And so if her impassioned statements that day were aimed at calming a city and preventing more riots, that is okay. But he did agree that one thing she said was troubling. In response to a reporter's question, she said the accused officers had been cooperating with the investigation. He said she should not have done that, but it's not enough to dismiss the whole case over.
Jennifer, I want you to remind us of the charges that these six officers face.
The driver of the van faces the most severe charge, second-degree murder. Three others face manslaughter charges and two lesser charges of assault. Now, this case really has polarized relations between police and residents. Next week, there will be another pretrial hearing on whether to move the case out of the city of Baltimore.
And those protesters we heard chanting a couple of minutes ago, was that an especially large group, or was it a small group of protesters, Jennifer?
No, it was pretty small, Robert. It was a few dozen people. That said, they said they're going to schedule more protests, and the police here have canceled leave. They want more officers out on the streets to hopefully prevent a repeat of riots that we saw earlier this year.
That's NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Baltimore. Jennifer, thanks.
Thank you.